Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us. We are live March 30th, 2009 on this Monday edition. From 11:30 until 12:30 on the second half of the first hour, the first half of the second hour, Webster Griffin Tarbley, before he goes and jumps on an airplane down the road a few hours from now, will be in studio with us. He's down here for the second Obama film. I'm interviewing him and others. We've got Webster Tarbley to be in studio coming up in 30 minutes. He was obviously with me yesterday on the Sunday abbreviated transmission. Very informative. Then coming up in an hour and a half, from Sacramento, California, they've also been in Los Angeles visiting the tent cities. They barely missed Arnold Schwarzenegger yesterday surveying one of the tent cities outside Sacramento with the mayor out there saying this is going to be tough love. Tough love. We're going to kick you out of here and make you go to the fairgrounds to live behind barbed wire under police and CPS control. So quite a precedent being set there, and I've got a team out there on the scene. So Rob Dew and Jason Douglas will be joining us in an hour and a half from the camp. We also have a lady who has an organization that tracks the abuse of prisoners in jails, but not just the physical abuse, but the medical abuse, and also how some of their diets consist of close to 60-70% of soy filled with estrogen, and the health problems the men are having are just absolutely off the chart. Of course, most of the school children are eating close to half soy, and so that's one reason the boys are so effeminate, and just so happens the plastic that we drink out of, the most popular plastic, leaches estrogen, so it hyper-feminizes the girls going into puberty now at age 3, used to be age 14, then 10, then 9, then 8, now 7, now hundreds of thousands in the West at age 3 to 4. So we'll be breaking that down in the last hour of the show today. I talked to the We Are Change folks in New York some yesterday. Rob Jacobson talked to them. Luke's being arraigned in court right now. We're working on getting some of those guys, if not Luke, on the show later, popping in. He went to a hotel that has bars and restaurants. It's advertised as if it's public. Bloomberg security people said, stay here. The police came. They didn't say leave. They said, you're arrested for trespassing. And so we did an emergency broadcast on that Saturday night when they gave us the call. I happened to be up here in the studio, so it wasn't on the AM and FM dial. We had a couple thousand people listening to the rebroadcast and kind of the dead time on Saturday night. But that group is a nucleus of people, got the word out all over the web, and their phones have been busy for days at the 18th precinct. The reason we did that is they were also telling, boy, you're impersonating the press. You know, you don't. We Are Change isn't press. Infowars.com isn't press because he's a freelance reporter for us. And I called the police up and I said, no, I mean, that's a syndicated radio show. He does do reporting for us. And they said, no, it isn't, and hung up on us. So I wanted them to know, no, the people of America are watching this and what you do with Luke. So we appreciate everybody that made those phone calls and did that. They arrested two other people as well. So we'll get Matt LePasek or Sabrina Rivera, or maybe even Luke, if he's out today. Who knows with these court trials? Sometimes they bring him in to be arraigned. There's too many in front of him, and so you get put back in the clink, back in the hooscow, back in the jail cell. But quite a system where they say you're trespassing. You know, the New York police lost several thousand lawsuits total just in 2004 from the 2004 RNC, where they would just scoop people off the sidewalk saying it was trespassing. And whenever Luke goes out on the sidewalk in front of Building 7, the new Building 7, Larry Silverstein, and talks about how 9/11 is an inside job, they have private security thugs with the police come out and say, no, this street belongs to Silverstein, and the road belongs to Silverstein, even though it's city property and Port Authority. And we're going to say your camera's a gun and your backpack's a bomb. We know it isn't, but we're going to say it is, and you're going to spend 30 days in jail as a terrorist before we find out you aren't one. So this is the type of criminality, and they've now done this to Luke Radowski. All right, a ton of news straight ahead. Stay with us.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Live. Thank you so much for joining us the 30th day of March 2009, this Monday. Webster Tarpley is going to be joining us in studio. He's got a lot of analysis and information on the takeover of Detroit, the basic IMF World Bank shock therapy that Barack Obama is carrying out against them. He just finished a speech about 30 minutes ago. Obama unveils a new plan for auto industry. President wants painful concessions as price of industry's survival. Also, today's target, Detroit. White House is playing serious hardball for the first time with its recovery cash. That's right. The bankers can have upwards of $12 trillion, but if the auto industry needs $20, $30, $40 billion that are just loans, no, you've got to basically sell out to the foreigners in fiat and then basically fire most of your employees and cut back on the number of cars you make and don't make any gas guzzlers anymore. Only make what the government tells you to manufacture. You know, Obama says this isn't the government taking over GM, but it really is. GM boss steps down at White House request, so you now have the White House firing whoever they want, basically. Fritz Henderson, GM president and chief operating officer, to take over. Notice what happened in the 2 days after they passed the October 3rd banker takeover bill 5.5 months ago that Obama and Geithner and Bush honchoed together, along with Paulson and Bernanke. and Paul Adolf Volcker. Notice that they immediately shifted to, yeah, these bailouts are terrible, socialism. Do we give $20 billion to GM or $20 billion to Chrysler as loans? And it all shifted into a national debate about that, kind of like there's a national debate about $165, $168 million in AIG bonuses, instead of talking about the $12 trillion that's disappeared into the shareholders' black hole to pay out these derivatives. So big news there on that front. You know, Geithner's seeking a new bill for powers so they can grab corporations, insurance companies, other banks, but not just the financial sector. So we'll be talking about that today with Webster Tarpley in studio. Also, last week there was a House and Senate version of the GIVE Act that had multiple sections of language of setting up a federal agency to carry out compulsory national service through AmeriCorps, Secure Corps, Green Corps, Senior Corps, EnviroCorps, Security Corps, 18 to 25, 3 months a year of paramilitary training, as in his book and in speeches, the White House Chief of Staff promised that he would do, Rahm Emanuel. Slavery. Those were pulled out in the final version, thank God, by Wednesday. We discovered that by Thursday. We've been reading the bills over the weekend. Kurt Nemo, thanks to listeners sending us the another bill, and there's several others, in a story titled Mandatory Service Bill Lives On at Infowars.com, it's also up on PrisonPlanet.com, has the exact same language that was in the House and Senate version of the GIVE Act. And so you can go to the bill, and we're going to give you the subsection right now to read this. We need to put pressure on them again to have them pull it out yet again. And they will continue to introduce bills. We'll have to fight and fight and fight and fight. And then if they pass the draft, the mandatory takeover of society, indentured servitude, slavery, bondage, serfdom, feudalism, if they're able to do this, we need to then fight its implementation and say no, 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 and that's where civil disobedience comes in. Mandatory service bill lives on. It seemed like a victory of sorts. Last week, the Senate approved a bill to radically expand the AmeriCorps program. The bill initially contained language that proposed a study for mandatory service for all young people in the United States. And it listed a bunch of other stuff, too. But this language was removed as the bill moved through the Senate and did not appear in the final version. Well, it's back. The language was stripped from one bill, but it suddenly appeared in another. It is now contained in H.R. 1444. H.R. 1444. Due to crawl across the House floor this week, the end of March going into April. H.R. 1444 is sponsored by Representative Jim McDermott, a Washington State Democrat, and is assigned to the House Committee on Labor and Education. The bill under Section 4B6 states, now listen, it's H.R. House Resolution 1444 is the bill. The subsection is 4B6 of 1444, Section 4B6. And it's the exact same language from the GIVE Act. But the GIVE Act also had other language about another section for the Secure Corps, the Environmental Corps, the Green Corps, the Security Corps, the Senior Corps. Whether a workable, fair, and responsible mandatory service requirement for all able young people should be developed and how such a requirement, total federalization, could be implemented in a manner that would strengthen the social fabric of the nation and overcome civic challenges by bringing together people from diverse economic, ethnic, and educational backgrounds. This is basically re-education in the schools, middle school, high school, and then inducted into the military training. How mandatory service, i.e. servitude, strengthens the social fabric of the nation is not explained. H.R. 1444, like its earlier parent, 1388, includes the prospect of a public service academy, a four-year institution that offers a federally funded undergraduate education. So they're going to pay for this, but say you have to do it. So that's the argument. Well, you're being paid to be, you know, to do what we say. with a focus on training future public sector leaders and reaches all the way down to the primary school, requiring a review of the means to develop awareness of national service and voluntary opportunities at a young age by creating, expanding, and promoting service options for primary and secondary school students and by raising awareness of existing incentives. That is existing incentives as determined by the government. In addition to Obama's election campaign pledge to create a 250,000-strong national security force as big, powerful, and well-funded as our combined U.S. military forces, Obama's chief of staff, Emanuel, has authored a book, The Plan, Big Ideas for America, that calls for 3 months of compulsory civil service for all Americans ages 18 to 25. So it looks like the goblin of compulsory national service has not gone away. It has simply morphed into another bill soon to be considered by the House of Representatives. One thing is for certain. The federal government considers you and your children little more than ciphers to be press-ganged into mandatory service to the government addicted to wars waged in the name of international bankers. And then that nexus is in to the Pentagon's civil army that will serve domestically and overseas. And that's 1404.10 in the Army-issued directives. Pentagon-issued directives, excuse me. So that is some of what we have there. Associated Press, Fox News, Canadian Free Press, and others reported what we reported last year, but it's now broken into mainstream news. Obama's involvement in Chicago Climate Exchange, the rest of the story. He got federal funding while he was a state senator and invested even some of his own money in what they call the largest carbon trading operation in the world, now based in Chicago. There is another firm, the largest in Europe, called Gore and Blood and Associates. We like to call it Blood and Gore. And that's between Mr. Gore and, of course, Mr. Blood, who owns the company. They set it up. He also owns the controlling stock, Al Gore does, in Occidental Petroleum. He's an oil man. And in that, what's happening with it, he literally says, oh, I pay carbon offsets for my 10,000-square-foot house and for all my jet travel and all this baloney, but he pays it into his own company. So it's another Ponzi scheme, another scam on the order of Madoff. So I just thought we would go over the fact that good news to know the truth will always out, even if you're Barack Obama. This is out of the Canadian Free Press. Obama years ago helped fund carbon progress. The carbon program he is now pushing through Congress is a Fox News story by Ed Barnes. In short, while on the board of the Chicago-based charity, Barack Obama helped fund a carbon trading exchange that will likely play a critical role in the cap-and-trade carbon reduction program he's now trying to push through Congress as president. Talk about conflict of interest. The charity was the Joyce Foundation, on whose board of directors Obama served, and which gave nearly $1.1 million in two separate grants that were instrumental in developing and launching the privately owned Chicago Climate Exchange, which now calls itself North America's only cap-and-trade system for all six greenhouse gases with global affiliates and projects worldwide. That's from their website. And that's only the beginning of this tawdry tale of Mr. Barnes. The privately owned Chicago Climate Exchange is heavily influenced by Obama's cohorts, Al Gore and Maurice Strong. For years now, Strong and Gore have been cashing in on the lucrative cottage industry known as man-made global warming, which they've just turned into another derivative. I mean, even if you think greenhouse gases are deadly, this doesn't reduce them. So that's some of the news I have here. Here's one out of the London Telegraph. Gotta love this. Ahead of the G20 coming up in a few days, he's got a first go as the first sitting president for an audience. And so he can curtsy, bow, and people that were doubting he would do this, here's London Telegraph, Barack Obama's team prepare etiquette and gifts for president's meeting with the creature known as Queen Elizabeth. I didn't say that. It says Barack Obama's team prepare etiquette and gifts for president's meeting with the Queen. Disgusting Queen, a hereditary ruler. I mean, how disgusting is this? And remember at the White House a few weeks ago, he said, Teddy Kennedy, Sir Teddy Kennedy, you know, and he's all a knight and everything. Top advisors of Barack Obama are rehearsing the etiquette and debating what gifts the president will give to Queen Elizabeth when he meets the British monarch in London. London Telegraph, totally and absolutely disgusting. So he's practicing how to properly bow down to the most powerful person in the New World Order. I mean, Rothschild is second only to her, the whore of the world.
With our economy spiraling out of control,
living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants,
begging for food.
Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad,
we're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in 6 minutes. When we come back live at the 33 after, or I guess technically it's about 8 minutes, we will start simulcasting for PrisonPlanet.tv members. You know, there's a lot of side issues I want to get into today. Just the way people's minds work on the internet, and the fact that it doesn't frustrate me that they are attacking me. It frustrates me that they don't understand how the world works. And so later on PrisonPlanet.tv, if I have time, I'm going to play this clip. It says, "My problem with Alex Jones." And it's a guy on YouTube. And he basically says, "I made Zeitgeist." And it's an anti-Christian, anti-religious film. I did not make Zeitgeist. Zeitgeist, without my permission, used lengthy clips of Terror Storm, Endgame, other films, and put it in there. Now, after the fact, the guy, after been out for 6 months, called up and said, "Well, my stuff's in here. Is that okay?" And I said, "Whatever, man. I had no idea what he was going to turn into." Down the road, last week, he was in the New York Times, the maker of it, saying he doesn't like 9/11 Truth now. We're basically bad people. So, I mean, for all of you out there that were totally suckered by the Zeitgeist thing, it is a globalist system calling for a utopian world run by a computer, literally. And he said on air when I debated him that, well, yes, Alex, you'll be reeducated. And then I'm the bad guy because I don't want to be reeducated and I'm not intellectual enough to be able to grasp the greater systems of the New World Order. And then I get emails every day, phone calls, websites attacking me that I made Zeitgeist. Look, I did not make Zeitgeist. I had nothing to do with the production of it. And overall, again, it comes in with an anti-Christian, anti-religious view. Then it gets in to the New World Order and government-sponsored terror. And it's woken up a lot of people. And so that's why I didn't really attack the film. People have their free speech. But I'm tired of being associated with people I'm not. And it's intellectually not fair. The latest thing happened last week, a very prominent individual linked to stories that basically said I murdered William Cooper. Now it's not just that there was some rift between me and William Cooper. Now it's basically I had him killed. And people have to expect me to stand up to them when they do stuff like that. Because if some little side website or something comes out and makes a bunch of lies and does things like that, it's one thing. But people I've supported, people I've helped, people I've promoted doing things to me like that, I won't put up with. And it expands out from there. William Cooper himself put out an email in the late 90s saying, "I'm in deep trouble." I think it was like 98. "I'm in deep trouble. The IRS is coming after me. I need help." So I called him up, had him on the radio, tried to raise him money, tried to get support for him. And then he then did radio shows where he claimed I was a transvestite that wore, what was the exact quote? He said it was documented that I wear ruby nipple rings. I mean, just completely made up. I don't wear ruby nipple rings. I didn't kill William Cooper. I'm not a Vatican agent. I'm not a Mossad agent. A lot of this started when they found out there was a guy named Alex S. Jones, who's a New York Times writer and runs the Shorenstein Center, and they say, "I'm this 70-year-old guy." Or there's a black guy named Alex Jones who's a Catholic. That's how all the Catholic things started. "Look, Alex, here's your writings about the Catholic Church. And so now I'm a secret Vatican assassin because there's a black guy named Alex Jones," and that's how this whole schizophrenia begins, and then it just becomes a reality. Meanwhile, everything's collapsing. World government's coming in on us, and I'm simply trying to wake people up. I'm simply trying to reach out and build up others and try to get a united front against the globalist. But it's just amazing. Just amazing to have this type of stuff go on and to be accused everywhere of making Zeitgeist and being anti-Christian. It's just not true. And then to have Peter Joseph, the maker of it, come out and badmouth 9/11 Truth and say he's moving away from 9/11 Truth now. Yeah, because he got his audience with 9/11 Truth. Now he can push his world government, environmental, utopia type stuff out of it. All right. The collapse of the auto industry, the Fed's taking control of it, National Compulsory Service Bill reintroduced with a compulsory service language. Webster Tarpley in studio coming up after this quick break. Don't forget, the Obama Deception is on sale now at InfoWars.com. Please get the DVD and support us. Have it in the highest quality.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Webster Tarpley is our guest in studio for the next hour and 15 minutes or so. Then we have Rob Dew joining us with Jason Douglas, who both work for InfoWars.com, producers, video editors. They are out in Northern and Southern California. They first went into L.A. for the tent cities, then up to Sacramento and then to other areas. Schwarzenegger's been out there this weekend saying, you must move. I'm going to force you. No homeless allowed on the streets or living in tent cities. You will go to sports stadiums. You will go to fairgrounds. That is coming up with them. Then we're going to have some of the people that have now gotten out of jail. We've gotten a hold of two of the guys that got arrested, not Luke yet, with that whole setup, trying to ask Mayor Bloomberg a question. That's coming up. Then later on in the last hour, we'll get into what's happening in the prisons and the abuse of the prisoners there. We got a host of issues to cover with Webster Tarpley, who I want to thank. He's a very intelligent, classy guy, an economist, an author, a historian. I appreciate him on short notice when I decided last week to make a second Obama film for release July 4th. We'll be telling you later in the week the name of the film, the website, Just no rest for us here. We're going to launch another film. Obama Deception has been more successful in 2 weeks than anything I've ever made. Just absolutely amazing. So Webster's been here, and Webster, it's just, I really count you as a friend, and I really appreciate you being part of the film and being down here. I know that you were going to be here at about 10 this morning, but you ended up being here late because you couldn't pull yourself away from Obama and the television writing notes. I was driving into work at 10 a.m. listening to most of his press conference as he announced basically nothing for the autos. We're going to teach you. This is going to be painful. In fact, it was painful. Concessions was a quote. Everything you said 6-8 months ago that he was going to do. So we have almost $12 trillion for the bankers with their fiat derivatives. But even loans to the automakers, you can't have that. They call this socialism, but this isn't socialism. Socialism would be propping up the automakers, and that would just be you know investment in the infrastructure, really. But instead, it's just all going offshore to these banks, as called, you know, hot money, as Webster calls it. So, Webster, you've got the floor. Break down what's happening with the auto industry right now and this incredible announcement that Obama has made.
I think we've had a catastrophic defeat for the United States. We've taken a giant step towards the collapse, the economic collapse of this country with what Obama has done. Welcome to the fascist corporate state. That's what this is. This is not socialism. This is the corporate state. Now, what Obama says today is that he has no money, nothing, for General Motors and Chrysler. Now, this is a government that has given about $3 billion of bonuses for Bank of America, about $3 billion of bonuses for Merrill Lynch, now a part of Bank of America. We've got about $250 million of bonuses for AIG.
Out of bailout money.
Out of bailout money. So what Chrysler and General Motors need to survive for about a year is there's a good part of it that has been given out as bonuses to these parasitical jackal hyenas that run Wall Street. Now, I think this is catastrophic. You can see that Obama's aiming at two things. He wants to destroy the automobile industry, and he wants to destroy the UAW. They want to destroy industrial unionism, militant CIO-style trade unionism in the United States. And they're going to put these companies through bankruptcy. This is clear. They're saying that they'll guarantee the warranty on the cars that have already been bought. But this is heading for a massive downsizing and the busting of the union. And I think this is, The idea basically is if you don't have those factories in Detroit, if you don't have those production lines, above all, if you don't have that tool and die capability, meaning machine tools, you're on your way to a banana republic. You're on your way to being a derelict hulk, a ravaged wreck, floating on the ocean of adventures at the mercy of every other country in the world.
And let's be clear, in the IMF and World Bank agreements that they've had with third world countries and first world nations that they've bankrupt by design, they always tell them you've got to sell off your industry, you've got to break it down, because the banking economy, the fiat economy, the fraud economy, the casino economy doesn't want competition in the real world, because these magicians and their fiat currency openly want a post-industrial society, as Bilderberg Group says, and Club of Rome Group say, because they want total control. And once they have the nation fully deindustrialized, then people will only be able to join the military, only be able to join government service, and will be a giant governmental-run third-world banana republic, as you've just said. So this plan is clearly coming into view. Break down what he said in this speech.
It was, you say fiat, right? It's going to be fiat Chrysler. So we're getting a new dimension of fiat money. Chrysler's going to run on fiat money from fiat in Turin. We're headed towards a post-industrial junkyard, a post-industrial rubble field, a moonscape, a cratered landscape with wrecked factories. Obama basically says that the plans submitted by Chrysler and General Motors are inadequate. And naturally, what Obama's looking at is the gangrene economy. Obama believes that everything should be green, everything should be low energy intensity, and so forth. He wants them to build green cars. This is absolutely crazy stuff, because this can't be done. And they all agree that in order to have green cars manufactured, you've got to bust the union, take away the health care from the retirees and the current workers, drive down the hourly wage, and transform Detroit from what it was, which was a high-wage economy. Right? It goes back. Even Henry Ford realized you've got to pay the auto worker enough so that he can buy the cars that he's actually producing. But now they say, no, we're going to drive them down to the sweatshop level. Right?
Yeah, they don't want a growing economy. And the segue is in all our interviews we've done in the last 2 days, we haven't gotten into this, and we'll go back into the cars. Just like 2 weeks ago, I had the head of the American Legion on, and it was in the Associated Press. He went to meet with Obama, and Obama said, the rumors you've heard are true. I want to make injured veterans, not just regular veterans, but amputees, people that have catastrophic loss, I want them to have to get their own insurance and pay for their own medical care. So they're not just talking about taking the auto workers' pensions away or health care away,
right,
that they've signed contracts and paid money in to fund. They're now talking about taking it away from the troops. Can you talk about taking the health care away from veterans?
Well, they basically want to drive down the standard of living. When Obama says health care reform, he's referring to a process of rationing of care under the cover of maybe extending coverage to people who don't have it, to essentially lop off the top of the coverage area so that the expensive operations will not.
You get an aspirin instead of a surgery.
But you'll be given Band-Aids for cancer.
But I mean, specifically, because we're making a film right now, so this will also be in the film. Specifically, right. Can you speak to that move, just the arrogance of a, quote, only left cover could do this. Oh, I'm the liberal. I'm going to give you socialism. It's not socialism to take the health care away from the troops and make them pay for it themselves with insurance. Specifically, speak to that.
Well, the idea is that we have this book by Daschle where he says that if you have an affliction, you better learn to live with your affliction. This is the guy that Obama wanted to have as the great reformer of health and human services until he was knocked out by the fact that he was a tax cheat. He didn't pay $150,000 of taxes. Most people would be in jail. Daschle so far is not in jail. Daschle, of course, is a creature of Citibank. Citibank, the biggest employer in South Dakota, which sponsored his political career. So this was the guy that Obama was going to bring in and give command over the wrecking of the healthcare system. Again, with this left cover, that I'll extend some kind of Band-Aids and aspirin coverage to people who don't have anything. But in terms of the expensive technologies, those will be rationed and people will be expected to die. Again, if you're over 65, you're probably going to be a candidate to die. If you are overweight, if you smoke, if you have any of these other things that mark you as a high-risk subject, then they'd say a cost-benefit analysis makes you a useless eater, and your responsibility is to suppress yourself for the bottom line of the system, meaning private insurance companies that are piling in to take on parts of this stuff.
But specifically speak to the troops in that proposal.
Yeah, it's wrong. It shouldn't be done.
I mean, specifically yourself, as we're taping for the film, can you speak in your own words to even trying that with the troops?
Yeah, it's crazy. This is what Bush did, right? Bush was chiseling away and gouging away at veterans' benefits and stuff like this, right? The VA hospital system and so forth was massively underfunded under Bush. And Bush, of course, was rightly excoriated, right? People said, you're an irresponsible criminal. Now Obama does it, and either they don't notice or they say, well, you know, he inherited this terrible situation. So with left cover, isn't it amazing what you can do? When you have a cheering section of left liberal Kool-Aid drinkers and loons, look what you can get away with. And that's Obama. I think Obama's the greatest con artist of modern times, especially what he did today, right? He looks at the camera and he says, I will fight for you. I will fight for you. I'm trying to find some way to save your industry. I have a way. Treat them like they're AIG. Throw 20 or 30 billion at them like you throw it at AIG. We had Geithner a week ago coming forward saying, I want $100 billion now for derivatives, for toxic derivatives that have negative value. And he said up to a trillion. So there's up to a trillion more on top of the TARP. So 1.7 trillion of Treasury money in addition to the 8, 9 trillion of Federal Reserve lending for the banks. But nothing. We can't get 20 billion, 30 billion for Ford and for Chrysler, General Motors and Ford.
Yeah, we'll say that again because we're taping for the film, but I want to be clear here. They're now calling for $750 billion, admitting that the green taxes are to be paid into the banks. So that's another $750 billion. The IMF World Bank are saying they want $500 billion this week at the G20. So explain that. We're talking 30 to 50 to 1.
Yeah, I think that's the general profile of Obama is it's about 10 trillion, 11 trillion, maybe 12 trillion by now. For the banks, only for the banks, for banks, stock brokerages, credit card companies, money markets, mutual funds, basically meaning all derivatives bandits of all stripes. And then compared to that, the useful spending in the stimulus package is about $300 billion, maybe $350 billion. So call it 30 to 1, but we may be closer to 40 to 1, we may be getting up to 50 to 1. So for every dollar that the American people and production receive, we got about $40 to $50 for the banking community. So that's not socialism. That's the corporate state of the Mussolini variety.
Okay, take your time. Start over. Get into what's really happening, what his incredible announcements mean, where he says, look, I know it's already been painful, but, quote, it's going to be even more painful concessions, but I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you by taking you from $25 an hour to $12 an hour and robbing the benefits you've been paying in for. So this is pension fund robbing. We know Bush changed the rules 6 years ago so they could do this. They're now moving to do it.
The auto industry today, Ford, Chrysler, General Motors, represents about a century of American history. Think about all the generations of working families, UAW families that have contributed to that. Think about the great labor battles of the 1930s, right? The sit-down strikes with Walter Reuther and the UAW. Think about the Toledo Auto Lights strike. Think about the time that Henry Ford got the mayor of Flint to set up machine guns on an overpass so that a march of workers couldn't get close to the Ford plants. And that actually opened fire, machine-gunning American workers. So this union had to be built on these struggles. In other words, that's something that all of us have a stake in. Then on the other side, of course, the technology, this is where the B-17s were built, the tanks were built in World War II. These are the factories that stopped fascism around the world, right? Built all the stuff that the Soviets used during World War II under Lend-Lease. So all of that is now going to be destroyed. Now, you're approaching something, I think, important. The moment of thermodynamic collapse of the United States, so-called heat death of this economy. You reach a point, and we've kind of had a brush with it in the last couple of days, right? Suppose everything begins to fail at once. Suppose the trains don't run. The trains come to a halt. The subways come to a halt. The airplanes have all got mechanical defects. They don't fly. The electric grid goes down. The system of food distribution begins to collapse, and everything implodes. The only way you get out of that is by having industrial capabilities. Now, what Obama has done today by saying no money for General Motors, no money for Chrysler, Chrysler now has 30 days to live. This is absolutely crazy. So we're approaching the point of thermodynamic collapse. Now, let me just say something. We got to focus also not only on what they do, what do we want to do? My program for the auto industry goes like this. Nationalize them. Protect them from the hyena creditors, especially Chrysler. Chrysler is owned by a hedge fund, Cerberus Fund. Rip it out of their hands, nationalize it. Then at that point, kick out the current management and put in industrial engineers who would be competent managers of production. You've got to wipe out derivatives wherever they exist, right? General Motors Acceptance Corporation is full of derivatives. Wipe that out. That's part of your general campaign to wipe out derivatives wherever they're found. And then reconvert those plants, not to build gangrene cars, right? Not to build these crazy things with batteries that go 30 miles at, 20 miles an hour. You could build nuclear plants. You can build tractors for the third world. You can build maglev railway. You can build rolling stock for modern railroads. And you can build equipment for a space program. If you're talking about exploration, colonization, and industrial production on the moon, Mars, and other nearby objects,
and
you're
going to
need a ton
of stuff. That people don't understand that either humans are upwardly mobile, we're either innovating, or we're collapsing. And this is understood by the establishment. When we come back, I want you to go through, like you did in that taping we did yesterday, the four different systems of, getting...
The Lautenbach.
Yes, let's go through that because sure. There's this schizophrenia and this mental gymnastics, this fraud that goes on out there. I'm against big government. Let me explain something. I'm against big government financing to carry out eugenics and tell black women they can't have their man in the house to get money so that they can break down their families and have 90% of legitimacy, which is a government plan. But I am for if you're going to have government, the only thing it should be doing is building giant industrial bases, railways. I've had family that works in the railroad system. We haven't had the railways fixed in 100 years. We have worse than third world countries. Everything is rotting.
And so when you build roads, when you build industry, when you build factories, it then creates wealth for the people to then spend at your car dealership, to spend at your Mexican food restaurant, to spend at your clothier. I mean, this is how real economies work instead of this post-industrial society where we do have fascism, all the money goes to private banks, then they use it to buy up industry and turn it off because they want a total feudal dictatorship to control populations. This is Malthusian eugenics. You agree. It's in their own documents. You're a scholar. I research. We come to the same conclusion. So I want to go through the von Mises people and all of them, and I say that's preferable to the big state with the evil eugenicist in control. But then what's preferable to that even more is I think, kind of a hybrid with what we call the free market and what you're doing, because there is no such thing. Here's these phony conservatives saying, we cannot give money to Ford and GM. We cannot give money to Chrysler. This is socialism. But then, meanwhile, they support trillions of dollars to foreign offshore banks with made-up derivative crap they just pulled out of the air with, it's not even a Ponzi scheme. It's a illusion like a magician. And so the issue here is, you have the false fiat economy, the banking economy, that's now 40% of the world, when it should be about 1% of the world, sucking like a black hole the whole real economy into it. And so if we're going to have, imagine $12 trillion invested in infrastructure instantly, the economy would explode. There'd be bulging money in all of our pockets. Right. There'd be a real economy. So we're going to go over that versus what Obama's doing when we get back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Has he been trotted on the wine spread much too long?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're fighting the Babylon system with the Obama deception. Get it at InfoWars. SuperHighQualityDVD.com. Get the Super High Quality DVD with the extras and support us, the filmmakers. You can get these as low as $8 a piece. You get them in bulk at InfoWars.com or watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Then you can watch this show live that we simulcast on the web every day. And Jason Burmes with the Info Warrior, 9 to midnight out of these studios and simulcast on the GCN radio network. Again, the Obama deception, the mask comes off, ladies and gentlemen, available at InfoWars.com. Briefly, Webster, and then I want to get into the phony right-wing hypocrisy. They're for the bonuses, they're for the trillions, but they're not for Ford and GM, calling us socialist if we're for that. This is the height of arrogance, but your take on the Obama deception?
I think it's a masterpiece. I congratulate you and your team for putting it together. It's extremely powerful. It's extremely timely. It's the best political documentary to come out of the United States in years or decades, and I think it's going to have a tremendous effect in opening people's eyes, mainly the idea that the Obama people are trying to set up this fake charade, right, that you can choose between Obama on the one hand and Rush Limbaugh and these reactionaries and union busters and what have you on the other. That's no choice. My response to Obama and Limbaugh is to say, a plague on both your houses. That's a Hobson's choice. That's where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. What this documentary does is to show there's another way out of this, another way to look at it. And above all, to strip Obama of left cover. He is an agent of Wall Street. You can see it today. He's carrying out a policy that's made up by Summers, Geithner, and indeed by Paul Adolf Volcker, right? One of the people who did the most to create this collapse of the auto industry is Volcker with a 22% prime rate. Going back 30 years ago.
All right, we're going to go over all that in the next hour. We're going to have until 45 after now, some extra time before you got to go catch your plane. But Webster, before we do that specifically, we're having private discussions about this. Here they are now approaching a bailout bigger than the entire GDP of the United States, or close to a third of the world GDP in less than 6 months. And Limbaugh and Obama are both for trillions to the banks. They divert us with the billions in bonuses. Limbaugh says he's for that. But what about the private shareholders who are really getting the lion's share of the trillions, not just the billions? And then they say, but you're a socialist if you want to help these evil, corrupt auto companies. And then there's endless discussions. It's a fad to bash the auto companies. And they're certainly not perfect, you know, on the news and in the culture.
Yeah, I don't think auto is perfect. Wagoner was forced out last night, and I think Wagoner was forced out because he was somebody who grew up in General Motors, and he might have fought to defend the idea of having an industrial economy, right, of having jobs. So let's look at it again. AIG got $160 billion from the U.S. government, AIG, to bail out one hedge fund in London. They had created $3 trillion of derivatives, their AIG financial products. Now, who got that money? About 10 to 12 billion went to Deutsche Bank of Germany, Societe Generale of France, and Barclays Bank of Britain. So that's about 35 billion for bankers in foreign countries. And that's the money. If you had that 35 billion, you could easily save Detroit for a couple of years. And generally speaking, 10 trillion for the banks compares to 20 billion for food stamps. So you can get $115 a month of food stamps if you're unemployed. If you're an individual or a family getting $250 a month in food stamps, Obama's going to raise that by about 10%. $40 billion goes to prolonging unemployment benefits, so you get a few more weeks on the dole. And at the same time, the trillions are flowing, and above all, a lot of the recipients are in foreign countries. If Barclays, Deutsche Bank, and Societe Generale are so important, how come Gordon Brown, Monsieur Sarkozy, and Madame Merkel don't save them and bail them out themselves? This is absolutely crazy. What we're being told is that globalized bankers and their web of derivatives across the world, again, it's 1.5 quadrillion of derivatives, are more important than the jobs of 3 to 5 million Americans. If you wipe out Detroit, the American living standard falls by about 25%. That would
stay
be
there, stay there. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.